This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Flights have resumed at Hong Kong's International Airport after protesters forced the cancellation of all flights Monday and Tuesday. Check-in counters were open as officials worked to reschedule hundreds of disrupted flights. The demonstrations that started in town weeks ago over a piece of legislation allowing extradition to mainland China have morphed into calls for the pro-Beijing city leader Carrie Lam to step down. Carrie Lam suspended the legislation but says she will not resign. On Tuesday, Lam warned that violent demonstrations are damaging the rule of law in the city. She said Hong Kong may go down a path of no return. China's government has said the demonstrations show what it calls sprouts of terrorism. Rupert Colville is the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet. On Tuesday, he spoke to reporters on her behalf, calling for peaceful dialogue between Hong Kong people and the city's leadership.
She calls on the authorities and the people of Hong Kong to engage in an open and inclusive dialogue aimed at resolving all issues peacefully. This is the only sure way to achieve long-term political stability and public security by creating channels for people to participate in public affairs and decisions affecting their lives. So dialogue, that's what we're calling for. Dialogue, dialogue.
The deputy head of Iran's maritime agency said Tuesday that a tanker seized near the British territory of Gibraltar last month would soon be released by Gibraltar authorities. Western media reports, however, said a senior official in Gibraltar called that report untrue. Britain has accused the vessel of violating European sanctions by taking oil to Syria. That's a charge that Tehran denies. In retaliation, Iran has seized a British-flagged tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. That happened on July 19th, and Iran said that was for alleged maritime violations. This is VOA News. The U.S. says it is delaying a new 10% tariff.